Hello, Healthy Be Human fam. What's up? What's up, guys? New week, new life lessons. Let's talk about it. That was a very new introduction. I feel like I'm usually like, hello, hello, welcome. But hi, I hope you're having a great week so far. This episode is sponsored today by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. You guys, the Holy Spirit is so good. And if you are new to the podcast and you're like, wait, this is faith-based? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Healthy Be Human, you guys. Let's talk about the name. I had a phase where I was like, you guys, the podcast name doesn't make any sense anymore. Because this used to be like a strictly wellness, fitness type of podcast. But things changed. Things changed. I found Jesus and I'm still so passionate about fitness, so passionate about wellness. I teach Pilates. I have multiple Pilates studios. Like, I love fitness. But I was realizing, like, there's so much more to our health and wellness besides just physical health and mental health. We literally have our spiritual health, which spiritual health, in my opinion, it makes up everything else. Like, we have physical manifestations when things are not okay in the spirit. The spirit realm is so real, you guys. And I could honestly talk for hours about the spirit realm, about how cool the Holy Spirit is, about all of these things, because God literally saved my life. Jesus saved me. He freed me from anxiety. He freed me from depression. He freed me from all these things that I was so oppressed by. I was walking in the whole new age, astrology, manifestation, that entire world. And if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you probably remember that is what I was doing, believing, living in for so long. And I found the Holy Spirit. He freed me. I had a Holy Spirit just encounter. It wasn't like a Saul to Paul conversion, but he literally spoke to me through a pastor at a church in Miami, and everything was so, I was like, how do you make this up? Like, this is God literally speaking through this man to me, and it was just like, he saved me. So that's a little bit of my testimony in a nutshell. I was not planning on sharing that, but you know, the Holy Spirit, he gets me fired up, and I got to share with you guys. So anyways, we're going to be talking about something the Holy Spirit put on my heart today. I prayed over this episode before. I was like, Holy Spirit, what does the Healthy But Human fam, what do we need? What do they need to hear? Like, what are they going through that they need to hear today? And so if you saw the title of the podcast, I don't even know what I'm going to call it yet, but I do know this episode is going to be talking about striving and performance. And this is something that God has really been putting me, he's been working me through all of this. He's been purifying my heart in these two topics. And I want to kind of share what he's been showing me, because you guys, there's so much freedom on the other side of works-based living. When you overcome and are freed from works-based living, from performance, it changes everything. And I am saying that from 2 days in on Sunday. This guy, he talked at my church. His name is Sean. I'm going to say the last name wrong probably, but Fewitt or something. Anyways, he reminds me of a modern day John the Baptist, to be completely honest. This man is very out there and very Holy Spirit fueled. I think he steps on a lot of people's toes is kind of what he said, but I can see it. But it was awesome because he just like doesn't care what people think about him. And he's so on fire for the Lord, you guys. Anyways, he came to my church and was talking about, he felt like in his spirit, there needed to be deliverance from the spirit of performance. And I know that this is something that I need to get delivered from. And so it was really cool to just feel like, you know, the Lord, he didn't choose me or choose you to love. He didn't choose to love us based on what we do. Like, he already loves us. And he showed me that on a church on Sunday. And it was just like so awesome. So anyways, we're going to talk about it. But before we do, let's do a little self-check-in. It's going to be short and sweet today. Because like I said, bite-sized episode. Let me know if you guys like the bite-sized episodes, like the 15-minute range of episode for the summer. Let me know. But first, let's just do a self-check-in. Point of the self-check-in, you guys, is to just ground ourselves. Press pause in our day. Maybe we've been like hustling all day on the move. Or maybe not. But let's just see how we're feeling. So take a big inhale. Sit nice and tall. Exhale. Let it out. All right, you guys. Ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? Be so honest with yourself, so real. and ask the follow-up question, why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened. Just get real for a second. We're going to do one more question. Like I said, bite-sized episode. What is one area in my heart that I know needs to be purified? Oof. Maybe you don't have the answer. Sit with the Lord for a second. Literally pause the podcast and ask the Holy Spirit to show you where in your heart there may be a little ugly. You got to be humble to do it. You got to lay it down. It takes humility to be like, God, please purify me. I did that the other day and he has been purifying me. He's been showing me things in my heart that are ugly. And he's been showing me that not to condemn me, because God doesn't condemn, but to convict me so that I'm able to live a life in freedom. Okay. Whew. Guys, let's get into it. I have a couple updates first. I have such an exciting announcement. I'm itching to tell you guys. I'm itching. I'm so bad at keeping secrets. Like, I can keep a secret if I need to, but when I have exciting news, it's hard for me to like keep it a secret. Like, if it's my own exciting news, I'm like, I want to tell everyone, which is why when I was pregnant with Belle, I was like, I'm going to just tell everyone at 5 weeks pregnant that I'm pregnant. I could not keep a secret. That's another story, but I have an exciting thing that has happened. It's a really cool God story. In fact, it is the coolest testimony, not the coolest, one of the coolest ones though, I think, in my life. And I cannot wait to share it with you guys. I'm going to wait a little bit longer because it does affect some people who are in my life in a good way, but I wanted to share it with them first. And then I want to share it with you guys. And no, I'm not pregnant again, but hopefully maybe that'll happen soon. I have baby fever, in case you're wondering. But it's not that. It actually has to do with one of my studios. But aside from that, so that happened last week, and I am itching to tell you, literally itching. Aside from that, though, this is a little random side note, you guys. I got this. This is a totally different side note, actually. I got this posture corrector. It's like a back brace thing. It's cute. It's pink. But it basically pulls my shoulders back because I've been having that thing where, you know, like you have bad posture and you slump forward. So that posture has been getting to my neck and shoulders, which has been leading to a lot of issues, a lot of pains, a lot of tightness. And finally, I was like, okay, I've heard about these things. I'm just going to get one. I have one on right now and I think it maybe is working. I did catch myself hunching forward, but I will keep you guys posted on this posture journey. Because that is a very exciting journey, I would say. I'm very pumped about it. Anyways, that's my other update. I feel like I have more updates, but like I said, bite-sized episode, you guys. Let's get into it. It's already 8 minutes in. We're in no rush. Okay, you guys, today's episode, we are going to read some scripture. And we're going to be reading from the book of Ephesians. We don't always do this, but I feel like this scripture has been so just highlighted to me lately, and it is so relevant to what we're talking about today. So it's Ephesians 2 verse 10. If you want to pull out your Bibles, go for it. I'm reading from the NLT. So it's actually 2:8-10. Okay. Holy Spirit, would you just open our spiritual eyes and ears to just hear your voice in a new way, in Jesus' name. I love to pray that before I read scripture, because the Bible is the living word. So every time we read the Bible, the Lord will highlight new things to us. It's so cool. So I love to just strip away any sort of expectation and just let the Spirit speak. Okay, here we go. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. All right, you guys. So I want to just talk about the first verse for a second. Let's talk about how God saved us by his grace when we believed. I also love to read scripture and change out the pronouns. So when it says you and it's applicable to like me, I'll say, God saved me by his grace when I believed, and I can't take credit for this. It's a gift from God. It just makes it feel a lot more personal to me. And I want to just talk about that for a sec. I just, you guys, I think I've talked about this before, honestly, but having a ministry it's one of those things where it's very easy to fall into the trap of performance. What do I mean by performance? I mean putting on a show, putting on a front, trying to impress other people. Let's just be real for a second, because I actually, the Lord, he showed me something very interesting about performance this morning when I was sitting with him. So I teach Pilates. I have a faith-based Pilates studio called Sunshine Pilates, and I also have another online Pilates studio called Sweaty Studio. And I have noticed before, in both cases, both studios, I've tried to pretend that everything, I feel amazing when I'm doing the workout. It's really interesting, you guys, because recently I started being more real in my workouts and actually showing that I'm feeling pain, feeling the burn, you know, the spice from Pilates. And it's been really interesting because when I have shown those video clips on social media, like posting them, those are the things that people relate to the most, is the realness, the real moments where I'm actually showing that I'm a human being. And I think that in our world, I think about church, for example. I know for me, I felt a deep pressure to dress a certain way for church, to look like I have my life together, to have conversations with people, church, not church in general, be like, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing good. When in reality, maybe I had a mental breakdown that day and I don't actually feel good. I think in our society, it's just drilled in us to pretend that everything is okay, when in reality, maybe it's not. And I don't know why we do this. I kind of wonder if it's because we, deep down, we have this wanting people to view us a certain way. It's based on pride, like not wanting people to think that we're a mess, not wanting people to think that we don't have everything together, wanting people to be like, oh yeah, like Callie, she has everything together. Her life's amazing. She's awesome. Like, I want to be more like her. Like, at least for me, I think a lot of it has come from a place of pride. But let's strip it back even further. It's like, okay, why is there this pride? Like, why do I care so much about what other people think about me? Why do I care if people think that I'm a mess? Why does it matter? And it honestly goes back to the heart posture. Like, I've found in my own life, when I'm so much more focused on other people, instead of being focused on that closeness with the Lord, the intimacy with the Lord, that's when I have really struggled with this performance, with this striving, with this works-based faith, all these things. Like, even it's come down to this belief system of like, the more ministry I do, the more I serve the Lord, the closer and the more he's going to love me. Like, that's been the belief system, is like, okay, if I'm not living this perfect life, if I'm not doing all these things, is God going to still love me? Are my friends still going to love me? All these fear-based thoughts, it all comes down to that root of pride, maybe fear of abandonment, all these things. When in reality, if we just strip it back, if we strip back all of that chaos, all of that mess, and we just read this scripture, God saved me by his grace when I believed. And you can't take credit for this. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we've done. So none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. It just changes everything. Like, what if we lived our life realizing every day that God, his love for us, is not based on what we do for him. All of the things that we do for him should be an outflow of our love for him, not an outflow of a striving of, oh my gosh, like, if I don't do this, is God still gonna love me? Same with even like our relationships with people. If I went into teach a Pilates class out of such a deep place of love for my clients, out of a place of love because I just want to serve them to the best of my ability because I love them, because I care about them, instead of I want to make this fire class so that people like me and want to come back for me, so my classes are full for me. Do you guys see do you like literally feel the difference in just what I'm saying? Like, it is so, as I'm speaking this out loud, I'm like, this is so powerful, you guys. If we just shift the way our heart posture, if we shift our heart to loving the Lord, which is the first commandment, literally love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. If we just focus on that, and then the love your neighbor as yourself, those two commandments, I think our entire life would change. I think everything around striving and performance, I think it would shift. I think if we just continuously day by day, we're like, I'm going to just die to myself. I'm literally going to just lay this down at Jesus' feet. I'm going to hand him over this pride. I'm going to hand him over this self-glorification. I'm going to hand him over all these things. And I'm just going to let him work in me. I'm going to invite him into work in me because, you guys, I heard this on Sunday from the guy who came to my church. Like, if God is calling you to something that is so far beyond anything you can do in your own strength, it's probably a sign it's from the Lord. Because we're not meant to be able to do everything in our life by ourselves. If we were, we wouldn't need the Lord. Like, we need Jesus. We need him in our day-to-day life. We need him in everything. So if we're not leaning into him every single day, if we're not humble enough to be like, God, I need you, then we're going to be striving. We're going to be doing things out of our own selfish abilities or selfish ambition. And I'm not trying to preach at any of you guys because, listen, I'm being refined right now in this area. I'm really being refined. I would love to just be like, I'm an ex people pleaser. I'm going to speak that over myself that I am no longer a people pleaser. That is in my past. That's who I used to act like, but that's not who my identity in Christ is. So maybe if you've been struggling with people pleasing, maybe this is your moment to just lay it down at Jesus' feet. Be like, God, I don't want to be a people pleaser anymore. I don't want to fear man. I don't want to do things because I want to impress other people. Be like, God, I just want to love you. I just want to know you. So maybe that's where we just, as a healthy but human fam, we shift today. Maybe that is our challenge for this week, you guys, is overcoming this striving, overcoming this performance, overcoming caring what other people think about us. Because you guys, what if our whole HBH fam did this? What if we all worked on this with the Lord this week? I'm just like, what would happen? I think that'd be so cool. So let's challenge. I challenge you and I challenge me. Let's all in the podcast and go to the Lord and lay down the striving, lay down the performance. Imagine you hand it over to him on a silver platter, invite him into it, and just give it to the Lord and repent. And let's see what's going to happen, you guys. Wow, this episode was heat. I just not glorifying myself, but that was all the Holy Spirit, you guys. I am just so, I'm stoked. I'm pumped for this challenge. So report back. We'll check in a week. Report back, you guys. Let me know. Maybe tag me in your stories or message me. Let me know how this goes for you. I'm so curious to know where in your life the Lord's refining you in this area. Like, let's just be humble and be in this all together, because we are ultimately all in this together. So let's do this, you guys. I hope you love this episode. Send it to a friend who you want to do the challenge with, and I will see you guys next week. Have the best day. Keep shining. You're amazing. And as always, you guys, stay healthy but human, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Are you looking for legit ways to make extra money? Our friends at The Side Hustle Show have put together this cool free 60-second quiz to help you do just that. All you got to do is go to hustle.show. You can do it right from your phone. Answer a few short multiple choice questions, and it'll recommend a few episodes of the hit Side Hustle Show podcast to start with. You can add your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist to your device, learn what works, and start making more money today. Again, that's at hustle.show, or follow the award-winning Side Hustle Show in your favorite podcast app.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.